Okay, we're recording again.
Come forward if you would.
Raise your right hand. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, Mr. Smith.
I do.
Thanks. Please be seated. And if you would, state your name for the record, spell it, and then also give us your address.
My name is Jack Van Wyk, capital V as in Victory, A-N, capital W-Y-K. My address is 2184 West Valley High Road, Eagle, Idaho. Valley High is spelled V-A-L-L-I, capital H-I, 83616.
Okay. And you may narrate your testimony. Tell us why you're here.
I am a member of the West Valentine Water Users Association, and we have an irrigation well that is located on the west side of Valentine Road, approximately, give or take, a quarter mile south of Homer. So it'd be Township 5. I have maps here that might be of a little bit of assistance. They make copies of if I assume they want to put them in evidence. But who give what? So that's it. The papers consist of a re-drilling well log that's just being completed as we speak. There is a map showing the property owners in the West Valentine Water Users Association. And behind that is a map showing the location of the well, Township 5 North, Range 1 East, Section 31. That was prepared by the Department of Water Resources when we put our validated our claim for our water right for this well. So whom else do I need to give this to?
You need to give a copy to the applicant. Okay. So Mr. Faraday should receive a copy. And then the three protesters, Mr. Thorne, Mr. Smith, and Mr. Smith.
Briefly, this well, we established a 1963 water right on this well based on a serial number of the turbine that had been put in. We have been unable to locate an original well log. We had used the well consistently over the years, and at the time we put our application in to establish our water right, Dan Nelson from the department came out and estimated the flow out of the well at approximately 450 to 500 gallons per minute. That established our water right flow rate of 0.94 feet per second, which is in the water right. Earlier this year, when it was turned on, the well was turned on for the first time for use. Apparently, I was not there, so I cannot say specifically, but apparently it vibrated substantially enough to drop the oil drain plug out of the above ground motor, which of course, once the bearings went dry, froze and destroyed everything. We had the pump and motor pulled, and when they pulled it, they had to literally pull it out sand out of the bottom of the well. The pump was set, I believe, at approximately 120 to 130 feet. After removing the well, the pump and motor, the company test pumped the well, first checked the depth, at that point was 143 feet. Test pumped the well and could only get 118 gallons at 102 feet of draw. Obviously, because of that, we needed to re-drill the well, and this is the well driller's report, which this is being completed literally as we speak. They were test pumping yesterday, and we'll have the hard numbers on some of the stuff probably sometime today. The new well driller, basically what we did, we had a 10-inch and just drilled down an extra 110 feet to approximately 255 feet with 8-inch casing, so we just went through the existing well. He estimates the static water level to be 110 feet, which I believe is probably substantially lower than what it was in the past, but I have nothing to substantiate or document that. The cost to do this to us is in the, we do not have the final bill, but the estimate is in approximately $11,500. And that's strictly for deepening the well. We still have now an additional expense of replacing both the pump motor. We have various costs on that. Kind of depends on what we'll be doing with that. One of the other members of the Valentine Water Users Association is Lonnie Morris. He happens to be my next door neighbor. His address is on Valentine, but he's directly north of me off Valley High. And I have a letter that he asked me to present.
Objection. If this, I think this witness can testify what he knows, but if Mr. Morris wishes to place evidence in the record, I think he needs to be here. I think that's only fair in your ruling with regard to public witnesses.
Well, we have been accepting letters, Mr. Perrigan.
My understanding is he would like to be here and present this himself, but due to business concerns, one of his main employees is in New York for an extended period of time, and he is unable to leave his business at this point in time. He asked me to present it.
Do you have copies?
I do have copies, yes.
Why don't you distribute them?
Well, okay.
Mr. Faraday, I'll just bring this in as a letter of comment as we receive other letters.
May I read the letter into the record?
No, I think we won't do that. I think we'll just accept it as a comment letter, and I'll look at it along with others that we have received.
I drilled my own well on my property in 2006. And the static water level, I wish I had gotten a report, but I did not. But the static water level in that well, I believe, was 80 feet, to the best of my memory. I have not recently checked it again, but I suspect that probably has gone down. There's anything else I can testify to at this point in time. So I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me.
Okay. Now, because you have come to testify, the parties have an opportunity to examine and to elicit a response based on what you've said.
Okay.
And the convention, Mr. Henry, is it Van White?
Van White.
White. Yeah. Mr. Van White, the convention we followed in that questioning is that those parties who we, at least I perceive to be aligned with your point of view, will ask you questions first, and then that would be the protestants, and then the applicant will have an opportunity to examine you regarding all of your responses. So, Mr. Thornton, do you have questions for Mr. Van White?
Yeah, I do. Mr. Van White, thanks for your time and your schedule to come provide some testimony. How long have you been associated with the Western Valentine Water Users Association?
West Valentine Water Users Association. We formed that. I have owned the parcel of land I'm on since approximately 2003 is when I purchased it. The association was formed in late 2003, early 2004. A little bit on my behest, because they had not ever applied for the water right on this well, yet they had been using it for years and years and years. And being somewhat familiar with water rights and their implications and what have you, I said this is something that we need to get accomplished now.
And how did you get that accomplished?
So, well, first of all, we attempted to locate any potential well logs for when the well was actually drilled. We were unable to find anything. Secondarily, I contacted Idaho Power to see if they might have a record of when the original meter box and panel might have been set. They had purged all their records prior to, I believe, 1992. We then talked to several neighbors that had been in the area for an extended period of time. One gentleman across the street from me has lived in the area well over 40 or 50 years, most of his life. And he recalled irrigating the ground with this well water at some point in time in the late 50s, early 60s. That's not a real good validation, but it was a starting point. Then, due to my familiarity with pumps and turbines and what have you, I took an opportunity and pulled the serial numbers up on both the motor and the turbine. The turbine was manufactured by Lane, and I contacted the company to see if they might have any old records indicating when that turbine was manufactured, potentially giving us a date when it might have been installed in the well. And they came up with an invoice in August of 1963 of shipping the turbine to be placed in that well.
So did you have to pull the pump to get that?
Pardon?
Did you have to pull the pump?
No, there's numbers on the plate. This plate right at the surface.
Okay. And then could you describe what the how that pump was and the water flow was functioning for the years that you've been there?
For the years that I've been there up until this year, it's functioned fine. It's, as I noted, when we were establishing this water right, Dan Nelson from the department came out and inspected the well and turned it on and estimated the flow based on criteria that's pretty accurate. And he estimated the flow, as I said, somewhere around 450 to 500 gallons per minute, which then that was utilized to establish our the amount of the quantity of water we would be allowed in the ground.
And what date was that?
That was approximately May of 2004.
And how was it functioning, in your judgment, through the irrigation season last year?
Last year, I'm not aware of any problems with the well at all.
And as a user of the well, you kind of have a daily, weekly observation of how the irrigation is going?
Yeah, there's a number of landowners in the group, and we don't have any set schedules who's using it when. We do keep a log of that for billing purposes, which has been rather loosely done lately. But as I say, to my knowledge, no one's brought any issues forth or indicated any problems with flow or quantities of water.
And if I understood you correctly, when your group turned the pump on at the beginning of this year, when you noticed the problem?
My understanding is one of the water users, one of the users, turned it on and I guess went to set his pipes.
Okay.
And when he came back, the things were pretty well fried, I guess might be the best term.
Okay.
And they got the pump company out to pull the motor and turbines. As I said, I was told that the turbines were buried in sand, and they had to yank them up out of the sand to get them out of the well. Of course, the motor with dry bearings don't run very well.
And then which pump company was that?
That was Burgess Pump Company, to my knowledge.
And did Burgess Pump Company identify what they thought the problem with the well might be?
They indicated that given that there was a lot of sand in the well and it buried the turbine, that because of lowering water tables in the area, that was causing the well to pull sand in from the outside strata. My understanding is if you pump something at a given rate and water does not readily flow, it's going to kind of pull things from outside the well casing into the well.
And did you know what depth your well was?
The current driller, when they Burgess pulled the pump, they measured it to be 143 feet. The well driller, in my conversation with him yesterday, indicated when he started drilling at the 143-foot level, he thought possibly that the well had filled in.
Objection. We're going to have to object to this hearsay. We've allowed some of this hearsay evidence to come in, but I don't think there's any reason to allow him to testify with the well driller.
Hearsay's been allowed.
If I could say something, Mr. Grinnell, sir.
Yes, Mr. Coyne.
I'm not a legal expert, obviously, but it appears that the public witness, he's had firsthand discussions with the pump as well as with the well driller. To me, it just seems some more information to be taken into account, but it seems part of the story to be told. I have no reason to believe he'd be saying differently than what he heard.
Okay, I'll allow some limited hearsay to come in. Again, the rules of evidence regarding hearsay are relaxed, but the threshold, I guess, that I don't want to cross in this hearsay is when Mr. Van Wyk or hearsay related to the cause of why this well failed. I think I don't want to go into that or allow that kind of testimony. But some testimony about what the well driller encountered when he was drilling, I think that's okay with me, Mr. Faraday. So I'll overrule the objection right now, but I want to caution you, Mr. Thornton, Mr. Van Wyk, that hearsay, where I have a pump installer speculating about the cause of the well failure, I think is beyond probably the expertise of the person who's giving that information. And as a result, I think that's very suspicious. And its credibility is suspicious. So I'll limit testimony on that. So go ahead and see where it goes.
The well driller indicated that he felt that potentially the original well may have been drilled down to 175 feet because he hit a clay layer at that point, and that's when he got through that clay layer is when he started picking up some water shards. Obviously, we're unable to find any well logs, so I have no documentation as to how deep that well might originally have been. At any rate, we did deepen the well, as I know, to 256 feet.
Did you have firsthand knowledge of any neighbors or folks around you in that area that had replace their wells in the last few years?
About 200 feet to the north and on the east side of Ballantyne, I believe the property owner's name is Wilson, just recently had to do primarily the same thing, deepen his well, replace it. I have no knowledge of exactly what the circumstances were, other than I know who drilled the well, and it was indicated to me they went to a similar depth.
And then your neighbor, what is the situation that you know?
In talking to Lonnie, my understanding is his well went dry and he had to deepen the well. Beyond that, I really didn't.
We're going to have to check. I don't think there's been plenty of testimony here about the unreliability of the went dry phrase, and I think that him testifying as to what his neighbor believed on that score is out of bounds under your.
No further questions, but I appreciate your efforts.
Okay, Mr. Smith.
Mr. Van Wyk, how many acres are irrigated with that well?
We have water right for 47 acres.
And that motor is a surface motor, it's not a submersible?
The original one was. I think we will be replacing it with a submersible.
That's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Edwards.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Faraday, question.
Mr. Van Wyk, does the Water Users Association meter the amount of water received by each of its members from this well?
No.
No further questions.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Van Wyk.
Thank you very much.
And do we have the, was this information entered in that Mr. Van Wyk presented as an exhibit?
It's a good question. It isn't present when it was presented to us, but it has not been marked.
Okay. I would like to offer that up as an exhibit. Okay.
Mr. Hearing Officer, if we could, note that you have received the Morris letter into evidence as part of the public testimony. We would suggest that this could come in the same way.
Well, I agree, Mr. Faraday. The only concern that I have about this particular document is that it's not in the form that I would expect to review. And so it would be these letters that come in, I look at them and they're addressed to the department or to the hearing officer. This has no cover letter associated with it. It can be mixed in the files.
Could I offer, and I think Mr. Van is still here, if he was able to prepare a short cover letter to describe that and then submit it through you to the mail, and I believe NAG was fine if that was entered in as public.
Oh, that's
fine.
That's a whole lot of extra effort from people. Let's just mark it as an exhibit. Let's figure out a number, and I don't know what that numbering scheme would be for it. I don't want to waste a lot of time.
Could we go off the record?
Sure.
Just a moment and take just a 2-minute break and